Hebrews on chapter 7, and we're going to read together verse number 25. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now we trust the Lord will bless to us this precious portion from his word. I'm not going to preach a sermon tonight, but I trust that with the help of the Holy Spirit of God, we will be able to give you something this evening that you will be able to take home with you. And we do trust that the Word of God may be so riveted on your heart and mind that the Lord will be able to use it to your eternal blessing. This to me is a lovely verse. Here the Spirit of God tells us concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come unto God by him. He is able to save. That's the greatest news that I can tell you this evening, dear friend. We're not here to preach religion. We're not here to give you a code of rules. We're not here to lecture you on how to live. But we are here to tell you of a Savior, and a Savior who is able to save. Isn't that what we need? Isn't that what poor sinners need? That's what I needed, because I was just a poor sinner like everyone else in the company. My Bible says I've sinned and come short of the glory of God. Friend, not one of us in this company can point the finger at another person as though they were greater and deeper in sin and unworthy of God's mercy. I want to tell you, my friend, that I was just a poor sinner like you. And I'm glad that the Bible says the Lord Jesus Christ is able to save. Oh, it's not reformation we need. Many a person has tried to turn over a new leaf. Many an individual has decided, well, I'm going to try and do better. But friend, good resolutions will never take you to heaven. Religion will never take you to heaven. I might be ever so religious. Many a person has dressed up and gone to church every Sunday and carried their Bible to discover that they never were ready for heaven. They had never been born again. Never been saved by the grace of God. But this salvation is for all. And the Lord Jesus Christ is able to save. Able to save to the uttermost. Isn't that lovely? He is able to save to the uttermost parts of the earth. The message that he gave to those witnesses, those apostles that he commissioned, away back almost 2,000 years ago, the message was to begin at Jerusalem. Oh, I think that's tremendous, you know. We have been hearing that the greatest crime that ever was committed outside the city wall of Jerusalem. The people of Jerusalem committed the greatest crime of all time. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ sends his apostles to tell those people that he's able to save. And then he said, not only to preach to the people of Jerusalem, but to preach to the people of Judea, and also in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Wherever man is found this evening, we're glad to proclaim this message. Whether it be the dark jungles of South America, or the dark continent of Africa, or the cold regions of Siberia, or the land of America, or Ireland, or Australia, the message is just the same. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friend, I want to tell you this evening, we're glad to proclaim that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to save to the uttermost. The uttermost parts of the earth. But you know, he's able to save to the uttermost depths of sin. Isn't that tremendous? There's no case too hard for the Lord. There's no sinner that the Lord Jesus Christ cannot lift and deliver and save. He's able to save to the very uttermost of sin. However great a sinner you may be, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to save you. He's able to save to the uttermost of despair. Many a man has reached a point in his experience when he felt life's not worth living. And when he considered, well, I just can't face people anymore and I can't face this world anymore. And he was about to end his life. The Lord Jesus Christ is able to save to the uttermost of despair. There's no case too hard. Oh, friend, let me tell you this evening just a little of the ability of my Savior. Because there's no one has power like Him. It may be that you feel that your case is impossible. Well, I want to tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ saved the chief of sinners. And He's able to save you. Able to save to the uttermost. The one that we present in the Gospel, dear friend, is none less than the Almighty Creator Himself. The one who spake the Word and worlds came into existence. And not only did He create this world upon which we live and the vast universe of which we form a part, but I want to tell you, dear friend, He has preserved it and He has maintained it. And He will preserve it. Don't be the least bit afraid of those who are prophets of doom and would try to tell us, you know, one of these days men are going to destroy this world with these nuclear weapons or something. Friend, I want to tell you, the one who created it is able to maintain it and preserve it and sustain it. He has done it for centuries and for millenniums. The sun has risen every morning and set every evening upon generation after generation, and it was the hand of my Savior that controlled it. He is able. Friend, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. When I see the Lord Jesus Christ here upon earth, as He moved in public ministry, and think of some of the miracles that He performed, He could cleanse the leper. He could give sight to the blind. He could open the ears of the deaf. He could cause those who were dumb to speak. Oh, more, dear friend, He was able to raise the dead. A little girl of 12, a young man, an only son of a dear widow, and a man who had been dead 4 days, Lazarus, of whom we read in John's Gospel, and the Lord Jesus Christ said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. Someone has said if He hadn't said, Lazarus, come forth, He would have emptied the graves that day. But He called Lazarus. One day, of course, His voice is going to be heard, and all that are in the graves shall come forth. Every individual. Friend, there's no case too hard for the Lord. There were those, you know, that were too difficult for the disciples. There was one dear man and his son, he brought him to the Savior, and the disciples, the apostles, couldn't help him. But when he brought him to the Lord Jesus Christ, He was able to cure him. He was able to deliver him. He could cast out demons. I see Him walking upon the sea. I hear His voice and He calms the storm. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Oh, friend, let me tell you this evening just a little of His ability. His tremendous power. He could say, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. And there was no case too hard for my Savior. But you know, it was one thing to bring worlds into existence. And it was one thing to raise people from the dead. But to save you and I, we have been hearing he had to go to the cross. The only way that the Lord Jesus Christ could save you and me, guilty sinners, was to go to Calvary and there lay down his life and shed his precious blood. And because of his death, and because of that precious bloodshed, and because, my friend, that he cried, as we have been hearing, it is finished, the work was done, the price was paid, he's able to save to the uttermost. He has provided salvation for men and women, boys and girls, of every color and every nation. And he's able to save you this evening. But you say, you don't know my past. Maybe if I were to tell you after the meeting a little of some of the things that I have done, you might speak differently. My dear friend, I want to tell you this evening, on the authority of the Word of God, there's no case too hard for the Lord. He's able to save to the uttermost all who will come. Oh, friend, I want to tell you, not only does he save to the uttermost parts of the earth, but he saves to the uttermost limit of time and eternity. Isn't that tremendous? You know, he won't save you today and let you down tomorrow. There's no such thing as being saved and lost, you know. Once a person is saved, they're saved for eternity. My Bible says, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, he is able to save to the uttermost of time and eternity. Why? The verse tells us, because he ever liveth. Now we have been emphasizing the death of Christ, and that is absolutely essential and most important. But I want to tell you this evening that the Lord Jesus Christ lives. He lives on yonder throne of glory. And he'll never die again. The Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. And friend, if you are prepared to put your trust in him, he'll save you to the uttermost of eternity. There never will come a time when you will ever be lost. Isn't that tremendous? Is it any wonder we love to preach the gospel? Oh, let me tell you, dear friend, he saved Peter from a watery grave. You remember when Peter stepped out of the boat to walk upon the sea, when he saw the Lord walking upon the sea, and then he got his eye off the Savior, and he began to sink. And what did he cry? Lord, save me. And the Lord Jesus Christ put out his strong hand, and he caught Peter. And I want to tell you, Peter was as safe in the hand of the Savior that day on the Sea of Galilee as he is today yonder in heaven. He saved Peter. He saved Jonah. Think of his tremendous power. Here's a man, and he has been in the storm, and he goes overboard, he was cast overboard, and he's in the midst of the Mediterranean, tossed up and down, in the belly of that great fish. Now you would say this is an impossible case. But I want to tell you, from the very depths of the sea, the Lord Jesus Christ saved a Jonah. And if the Lord has power to do that, he has power to save you, my friend. Power to save you in this meeting. But who can he save? What does the verse tell me? Those who come. Those who come. Oh, I wonder if there might be one in this company this evening, and you'd be prepared to come. That was the invitation that the Lord Jesus Christ gave when he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That invitation is still the same today. And friend, that invitation is personal, and it's to you in the meeting. The Lord Jesus Christ says, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, feeling the weight of your sin, feeling the burden of your sin. I sympathize with you, person, dear person in the meeting, because I was there myself one time. Once a sinner, and nothing before me but hell, and the lake of fire, and the blackness of darkness forever, and the burden and the weight and the guilt of my sin, it troubled me. Oh, I thought of my past, if only I could undo those actions. If only I could recall those years. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Wouldn't it be great to lay your head upon your pillow tonight with peace and rest and assurance in the knowledge your sins are forgiven and you're going to be in God's heaven? That's our message, dear friend. The Lord Jesus Christ is able to save those who will come. And him that cometh, I will in no wise cast out. There's not a difficult word in that verse, you know. Even the children could understand. Him that cometh, I will in no wise cast out. You don't have to wait until you get better. You don't have to reform your life, dear friend. You don't have to make a change, but just come. But I want to tell you, my friend, if you are going to come to God, well, you will turn your back upon that old life, won't you? If the prodigal was going to enjoy the goods and the blessing and the bounty of the Father's house, he had to turn his back upon the world. That's exactly what the Thessalonians did, you know. They turned to God from idols. They turned their back upon their old life. And they turned to God. That's repentance. And they came in their need. And they found the Savior. And he's able to save to the uttermost those who will come. Come unto God. But how? By him. This is the only way that you can be saved. Through Christ. My Bible says, there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And the Apostle Peter tells us, neither is there salvation in any other. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only Savior, the only way back to God, the only one who can deliver us. And if you're prepared to come to God this evening through Christ, I can tell you, on the authority of God's word, that he will save your soul and save you to the very end. But remember, God invites the sinner. And when does he invite the sinner? He doesn't say, come next year. He doesn't say, come next week. But he says, come now. Come now. Just in this gospel meeting tonight. With all your sin, in all your need, with all your guilt and all your burden, just come to Christ. Come as you are, without one plea, but that his blood was shed for thee, and that he bids thee come to him. Oh, I trust the language of some heart will be, Lord Jesus, I come. Let me give you the verse again, dear friend. He is able to save to the uttermost those that come unto God by him. Tell me, what would keep you coming to Christ tonight? What would keep you from coming to my Savior just here and now in this gospel meeting? He has made a full provision. He's able to meet your need. He's able to cleanse your sin and forgive your past. In fact, he wipes it out completely, for he says, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. God's prepared to forgive, and when God forgives, he forgets. And he's ready to cleanse you and he's ready to save you, and all you have to do is come. You don't have to pay. You don't even have to pray, but just come. Come in all your need and with all your sin, and simply put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died upon the cross to save you, the one of whom we've been reading, whose love led him to yonder cruel cross outside Jerusalem's walls, that you and I might be saved and in heaven eternally. Friend, sometimes I wonder why people refuse to come. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is ready to bless you, and he's ready to forgive you, and he's ready to fit you for heaven, and bestow upon you blessings beyond your understanding. And all you have to do is come. Oh, how foolish the prodigal would have been to stay in a far country. And you would never think of him after sitting down at the table yonder so bountifully spread. You'd never think of him saying, well, on the next day or two, I'm going to go back and try a few of those husks again. No, he was finished with that completely. And so the person that comes to God and trusts Christ, he will not only save you, but he will satisfy your heart. You won't need those husks anymore. You won't need the pleasures of the world anymore. You won't need those things that you have enjoyed so much in the past, dear friend, because my Savior will save your soul and satisfy your heart for time and for eternity. I ask you this evening, why not trust my Savior?